Lynn City Councilor Brian LaPierre is here with us. And Brian, explain the Lynn Quality Initiative. How did it start and tell us about it?
Sure, Bill. It's nice to be on your program again. I'll tell you, we launched it this past week very successfully. The Lynn Quality Initiative, in a nutshell, is helping Lynn residents who are already taking pride in their community do more through voluntary work throughout the city. And we're looking for things like beautification programs, any type of activity, cleanups, things that are being done throughout the city as a rule. But we want to sort of formalize the process and have an initiative, gain membership through that initiative. We're calling it Lynn Quality because we believe, and my committee and I and all the stakeholders and various neighbors that I've been speaking with believe that Lynn has so much untapped potential. And we want to sort of harness all that passion and activity that residents alike have for Lynn and pride in Lynn. And sort of, you know, it harkens back to the old Step Up with Lynn campaign in the 80s or the Reclaim Our Community in the 90s. And what we're trying to do is rebrand it, repurpose it, and allow for citizens to have access, input, sort of be a conduit for any type of civic engagement that's going to transpire in the great city of Lynn.
Brian, I know you've shared a couple of examples of those kinds of things, and all the bullet points are on this web post, so people can take a look at it. They also have some contact information on the website that they can type in and go to that. Any specifics as to what is the reaction you have gotten from people, and anything new come on board since the announcement?
Sure. As you know, Bill, we're big on social media, so we've launched a Facebook page for the Lynn Quality Initiative. It has just about 500 likes in about 24-hour period, so we're very proud of that. As you mentioned as well, there's a www.lqinitiative.com, which is the website to resource and as a contact form for more information. But specifically, what we're trying to do here is, as we launched it on the Lynn Lowdown earlier this week and at City Hall on Tuesday evening, we're going to try and formalize it in the coming weeks by having it come through the subcommittee of the Lynn City Council and work with the various department heads around City Hall to get the buy-in that you need to run a successful, you know, voluntary program like this. But some concrete examples, as you may be aware through the bullet points, are the adoption of Complete Streets. The Lynn City Council adopted this program through the state last December in the last session. And when I came on board, I wanted to continue this work that former city councilor and now state representative Brendan Crichton, this was the brainchild of Rep. Crichton. And there's access to monies, grants. We're working closely with Joe Mulligan, who's our liaison for Mass Development, and we're looking at things like community paths, bike paths throughout the Safe Streets Initiative, crosswalks that need to be painted and maintained, especially in high traffic areas. So we'll be working with our DPW, our Public Works. Also, things like no honk zones. Looking at shoveling out during the winter season, fire hydrants, and the like. Cleanups, various cleanups. We're also looking for signage and facades in our downtown area to reflect sort of the great happenings that are happening. So consistent, swept up business up in front where businesses will keep their businesses broom swept and homeowners alike. We have little stickers for each of our members. And as I said, you know, the word is starting to get out through social media and other means. And we're just going to keep promoting this sort of in the political off season of Lynn. As I'm serving, we wanted to have this sort of civic arm of engagement, and I've got a lot of folks helping me, and a lot of people have pride in Lynn. It's just a matter of, I say, channeling it and doing great work with it.
Brian, just a last question. I'll have a question, and feel free to put a quick summary on all of this. As I initially looked at this, I was thinking, oh, it's citizens having to participate. But as I look at this more carefully, as you are explaining it, and I'm looking at it as the folks can look at, this is a kind of harnessing and coordinating resources, which would also include government resources to work with the residents, correct?
That's absolutely right. You know, we're spearheading it as a voluntary effort, so we're not going to be sort of strong-arming folks to be participating. But at the same time, we're going to utilize my office as a city councilor at large and my council colleagues, frankly. A few of them who have the sticker have been wearing the sticker out and about Lynn, so it's starting to catch on. But you're absolutely right, Bill. It can't be done just with simply sweat equity although that would be the plan. We're going to have to partner up with various agencies, both on a local and a state level, to really heighten the great things that are happening in Lynn. And you know as well as I do, it may not take hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it does take money to start up with signage and get your messaging out, whether it's through civic engagement or website building and those sort of things. So there's small resources right now that we're trying to earmark through my council salary and others volunteering with donations and the like. But we will need the sweat equity of everyone behind this, from regular, ordinary citizens over to, public officials and also public employees alike.
Gotcha. Brian, great talking with you, and good luck on this venture.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thanks for always being there and catching the latest and greatest news about the city of Lynn. Have a great day.
Yeah, Brian LaPierre, City Councilor at Large, City of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.